Everybody, this is Metal Goddess Jen, and today I have joining me Jimmy Jameson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jen. You doing okay?
I am doing just great. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta today, and cannot complain.
That's great.
You started in the 1970s with the band Target, and then you moved to Cobra in the early 80s, and then into Survivor in 1984. What was it like to be part of the rock scene at those points in time?
Yeah, that was probably the most fun time to be in music, as far as touring and getting your songs played on the radio and everything. It's probably the most fun time there's been for me, because when I was in Target, we toured with just about every major act that was out on the touring road at that time. You know, Black Sabbath, Styx, Boston, Robin Trower. One tour would end, and we'd never go home. We would just jump over to another tour, and stay gone forever. That was kind of a drag, but it was a lot of fun and a great experience. And the music scene back then was really wild.
Yeah,
more so than today, I think, because the venues were always packed. You could always count on a full house, and you could always, it was always guaranteed that, you know, you'd get some record airplay when you played a city. So it was a very exciting time.
It was a great time. A lot of great music came out of that era, and that's my favorite era of music. And I think I was born like 10 years too late, because that's all I listened to pretty much.
I like to go back and listen to what they had out in the 60s also. Sometimes I say that was a great era for music. I wasn't in the business per se. I was pretty young at that point, but there's a lot of great music.
There was. Now, with Survivor, you had 5 hit singles almost right away. 3 of them were on the first album, which was Vital Signs. How was that feeling of joining the band and then right away coming out with 3 hit singles on your first album with them?
You know, when I joined the band, I never in a million years expected it to hit like it did. You know, I knew the songs were good when I went up and sang with the band. They had some really good material, but I never expected it to be as big as it was. And I remember driving downtown to Chicago one day from rehearsal. And it's from where we rehearsed, it was like 30 miles to downtown, because I didn't know how to take the expressways back then. Yeah, the freeways in Chicago, so I drove the back streets. And I heard High on You like 6 times.
Oh, my goodness.
and I was like, jeez. So it was great.
Is that a surreal moment to hear yourself on the radio?
To be played that many times, yes, very much so.
Kind of a reality check. Now, I've read that you're actively involved with some organizations that are actually really close to my heart, St. Jude's and Make-A-Wish. How did you become involved with those organizations?
You know, I do these golf events all the time, and mostly charity events, you know, and I really never played golf in my life until they asked me to do a tournament for St. Jude with John Daly, and that was my first experience of playing golf and mixing with a charity also. And from that point on, I just got involved with St. Jude. It was very dear to my heart too, and got involved with it through golf and music. And DJ and I used to every Christmas we'd go to St. Jude and just we'd take a little ghetto blaster and just play Christmas songs and sing it for the kids, you know. And that really got me.
Yeah.
I was hooked forever. So I love doing stuff for the charities.
Now, you have several songs on different movie soundtracks, like the one you co-wrote and you sang for the Baywatch theme, which I'm sure everybody in the world knows that song, because that show was one of the great 90s shows. And, you know, we were just talking about hearing yourself on the radio, but what's it like hearing your songs on TV and movies?
Man, that's twice as good. You know, people listen to radio a lot. You know, when you see a video along with the music, you know, it's just as rewarding to hear yourself on the radio. But when I, if they wouldn't roll the credits so much, I love seeing my name go past the credits, but it goes too fast.
They do go fast. I have to often rewind it and pause it when I see it.
I swear I did a song. Wait, let me rewind it. It's a very rewarding. You know, it's been a great ride. You know, and I hope it never ends. Music is something that I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have it. And I'm thankful that we're all still doing it. You know.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be you are such a big part of the industry, and you know you have a lot of people, a lot of musicians now who say, you know, Survivor was a big part of the music I listened to growing up, and how does that feel?
You know, it's really an honor. You know, I remember back when years ago it was a lot of competition between musicians, and you know, and between the peer and my peers now, and now I've worked with everybody so much where it's almost like a fraternity, and we support each other. You know, and it's a big honor being acknowledged by your peers that you know that. It admit something to them too, because back in those days I had not a clue. But now it's like one big fraternity, and all these great singers from back in the day, you know, are my friends, and we all hang together and we do shows and charities together, and just hang out with each other and our friends.
And those are some great shows, because, like, speaking for myself, growing up listening to bands like you and another one of my favorites is Skid Row. Now that I've grown into my adulthood, seeing all these bands play together doing shows, like, you know, you got the cruises and all that, it's very surreal for us to see all of our favorite artists in one night almost.
Exactly, and all the bands know each other now. You know, it's not like anybody's trying to outdo anybody else. Some of my buddies from Poison just called me yesterday and wanted to get together and write something. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Now, you have done several solo albums. How was it to break away from the band for a little bit and do your own thing?
You know, it was great. I've always wanted to do it, you know, and I got the opportunity and I jumped on it at the first solo album. Survivor had split up just for a little while because of the Too Hot to Sleep album. The last record we did with Scotty Brothers was such a great album, and everybody was so depressed because it didn't get distributed very well. We just were kind of standing there. I was like, geez, we worked our tails off in this, and it's not getting played, and it wasn't even in the stores in my city.
Oh my goodness.
And so we just took a hiatus, and I went and did a solo album with Scotty Brothers, our record label. And it, you know, there's nothing more rewarding than doing your, you know, some of your own music and some of the other music that other writers write, and having your own project that you can put your own name on. And it's a great thing.
And you've actually collaborated with several other artists and even some people from Survivor on some of your solo albums, haven't you?
Oh yeah. We have a team going here, you know, Joe Walsh, you know, and Frank and Jim from Survivor, and you know, just a lot of great writers.
Right. Now you have a new solo album coming out actually next month, titled Never Too Late. How long were you in the studio with this album?
You know, I was actually in the studio only for about about a week.
Oh wow.
You know, Eric actually,
well, you mean business.
Eric, I'm doing, yeah, well, you know, I do all the ZZ Top background vocals over the years, you know. Nice. And they'd call me in and I'd do their whole album like in 3 or 4 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, you can believe that, but it's true. But I wasn't in the studio a lot, maybe a little longer than a week, but Eric was in the studio quite a bit longer. Eric Martinson, who cut all the tracks over in Sweden. And I did all the vocals here in Memphis, and so it was when you have material that good and the sound is so great, you know, you get really inspired, and I get on a roll and I just don't want to stop, you know, so I just keep going. So it doesn't take me a really long time to do a record, and I don't like to belabor, you know, doing records, because usually the first few things that come out of your mouth are the best, you know.
Yeah.
And you take it home and listen to it, and if you want to change something, you go back and change it.
Mm-hmm. Much easier to do it now than it was.
Oh, you're not kidding. It really is. I remember that we used to have to sing it like God, it's sung 1,000 times before you get it right, because you're never going to sing the whole song in tune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something's going to be out of tune. You're going to fix it. But nowadays with Pro Tools and everything, we try not to use Pro Tools as little as possible, because it sometimes can change the sound a little bit. But, you know, it sure is a handy tool these days and a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes things go faster.
Exactly.
Now, the album is amazing. I've been listening to it for the last 2 days.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very proud of it.
It really is. Do you have a favorite track off of the album?
Yeah, I think right now my favorite is The Air That I Breathe.
I like that one a lot.
That's a good one. Mm. You know, I really, when I listen to the record, I always come up with a different favorite. But The Air That I Breathe, it was so far the last few weeks, has been my favorite.
That one. I like that one, and I actually like the title track that you have, too, as well. I keep replaying those.
That's we just shot a video on that thing, so it'll be out too soon.
Oh, very cool. Now, do you plan to do any touring for this album coming up?
We haven't really put pencil to paper yet, but we're talking about doing a tour over in Europe and some in the U.S. also, and in between Survivor and my solo project. If I can work the timeline out, I definitely want to.
Now, does Survivor have any upcoming projects soon?
Actually, we're talking about doing another record. Yeah, we probably will. So it's kind of in the talking stage right now.
Yeah.
But you know, it's always in a talking stage, and we're always going to keep doing records.
Yeah, well, good, because you have a lot of fans, including me.
Yeah, we have some loyal folks. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
It's my pleasure, Jen.
Great
talking to you.
It.